It's 101.9 High FM. Kwara Kakana is the MEC spokesperson at the Department of Health in Gauteng. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm okay. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you. And I'm absolutely in love with this idea of yours. I think it is just the most brilliant, brilliant idea. What on earth are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the fact that the department has decided to put mobile vaccination sites at many of the voting stations. Who came up with this? I love the idea.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. The Gauteng Provincial Government has set up 94 sites across the 5 districts in the province just to make it a bit easier for people. We really at this point are short of just taking the vaccination programs inside people's homes, Howard. But we're really hoping people will use this opportunity. You have your ID in hand. So from voting, you can get into one of the vaccination sites.
And you know, it's what's so interesting to me is when I speak to people and I say, well, why haven't you been vaccinated? You know, we think that people are anti-vaxxers or they've been working. They are managing families and work and spending half the day getting to work and from work, and they just haven't got there. And maybe on the weekend they're exhausted. So here they've got the day off anyway. They are standing in line now, going to a voting station. This is absolutely perfect. I'm actually very interested to see how many people we get vaccinated today as a result of this.
Yeah, no, definitely. We also would love to see some of those numbers, want to see what kind of a response we'll get. But you're absolutely right. One of the things, beyond the fact that we do need to consider the anxieties people have around vaccinating and that government has a responsibility to also, provide
information.
Factual, accurate information to people that have fears and concerns. And we need to allay those fears. But I think you're right. People are quite busy. If you think about people that have to be at a train station or a taxi rank at 4 or 5 in the morning to get to work, and around 6, 7 o'clock back at a taxi rank or train station, there's really limited time in terms of getting to a vaccination site. So we've also partnered up with other social partners to also take the vaccines to those kind of areas. The transport modals become quite important. So pop-up sites at workstations as well. We've done partnerships with, SAB, for example, to take, vaccine program to their workplaces, at the plants as well. And, we've also made a call to people that if you have a workplace where you think that, you have a decent amount of workers and you think we'd be better placed to bring the vaccination site there, this might work. So we've had those partnerships as well.
In fact, one of the earlier partnerships I went past to see was at one of the synagogues, and I know that the department was there working with the administration of the synagogues, and we had people coming in. I know that some of the mosques are doing it as well, and I know some churches, and I think this is incredible because that really does bring vaccines to people where they are, number one, and it also endorses it. It also says, well, if your mosque or your church or your synagogue...
Definitely. Mm. We've seen positive responses from various places of worship, the churches on Sundays, the mosque. The Gauteng Mosque has been one of the best performing sites.
Yeah, that's been incredible.
It's absolutely phenomenal. Mm. And what's also great is, it's been solely, run, of course, in partnership with the Gauteng Provincial Government, but if you're led by volunteers on the ground, and that's what we're talking about, the responsibility as well of our social partners and the social compact. People need to realize that the pandemic is not just a government issue, but, everyone needs to really get on board and assist each other in terms of, fighting the pandemic.
Yeah, well, we saw that as well from our kids' school. My daughter, who at that stage wasn't even eligible because she was 16 and hadn't been opened up, her and her friends were working at one of the vaccination sites as volunteers. And I thought that was incredible because it showed responsibility. It endorsed the whole vaccine program. And then when it did become available to them, they were the first ones there because they really believed in it. So it really does create this flow and this cycle of everybody understanding that it's not just a thing that we stand and wait for the Department of Health to manage, but it actually is all of our responsibilities, and I think that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, with this opportunity, once again, let me just take the time to reiterate that those that want to partner up with the Department of Health, especially for workplaces and synagogues and other places of worship, for example, mosques, we're more than happy to get our districts in contact with yourselves.
Fantastic.
And set up those pop-up sites wherever you think they might be beneficial to the community.
Just going back to today's vaccination site, so you're saying that there are 94, and how have you identified those areas?
So we have 94 of these pop-up sites that are put up next to the voting stations today across the five districts in Gauteng, but of course mainly concentrated largely in the Johannesburg district because of, you know, the population size in the Johannesburg district. There are fewer, pop-up sites in the Sidibeng and the West Rand district because of the population size, but when we look at the number of people in Gauteng that are fully vaccinated, we're sitting at just over 3 million. And this is against a population of 11 million people that we need, just over 11 million people that we need to get vaccinated. So we're still a long way from that figure, and we're really trying as much as possible to take the vaccine to where people are.
That is absolutely fantastic. I just wish you, and actually I wish us all, the greatest luck for this program today, because the more people that we can get vaccinated, the better it is for the whole country, the sooner that we can actually, all of us, get back to living normal lives. Kwara Kekana, MEC spokesperson at the Department of Health in Gauteng, well done for this initiative, and I just hope that it pays off.